man arrested and being investigated for possibly being connected to the Paris attacks. This as Defense Secretary Ash Carter goes to Iraq to talk to U.S. and Iraqi commanders about the fight against ISIS. Also in Iraq, Reuters reports a group of gunmen driving a convoy of trucks kidnapped at least 26 people from Qatar from a hunting camp. A jury that says it's deadlocked will again talk it out again today at the trial of the first of six Baltimore cops charged in Freddie Gray's death.
They're trying to decide whether Officer William Porter is guilty of manslaughter and misconduct. Baltimore is on edge as the city awaits. Police from around the region are staged in riot gear. Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, who represents Baltimore, appealing to the city for calm.
The future of our community will not be defined at the moment of the verdict, but it will be defined in the days and years that follow.
An emergency operations center is open, and police are working 12-hour shifts.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Have you purchased gold? Did you overpay in commissions? How much did you pay? Do you actually know? What are your coins worth today? You work hard for your money. Pay their high commissions or get more gold. Call Goldworth. Discover what big dealers hope you don't know. Request the Insider's Guide free. Don't buy another ounce without it. Call 800-257-GOLD. 800-257-GOLD. Visit Goldworth.com.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic.
Andro 400 Max, the best all-natural testosterone booster. Gain energy, lose belly fat. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Kids will go to school today in the Los Angeles area, the day after a terror threat the FBI later discredited as not credible, and New York City officials have been critical of LA's decision after they dismissed a similar threat as a hoax.
LAPD Chief Charlie Beck defended the closure, saying the threat specifically referenced LA schools and mentioned weapons. It was emailed in and had an IP address indicating it had been routed through Germany.
But the origin has yet to be determined, and we believe to be much closer than Germany.
One congressman said the email claimed to be from a Muslim extremist with ties to local jihadists, but errors and references seemed to indicate the person lacked any real knowledge of Islam. In LA, Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve will meet again today, and later on, it's expected they will announce an interest rate hike for the first time in nearly a decade. Ahead of that, on Wall Street, futures are higher. The Dow yesterday rose 156 points. A lot of Americans can't wait to see the new Star Wars movie.
The Force is calling to you.
Getting good reviews, and Fox's Michelle Pollino was one of the lucky ones to see it early.
The galaxy is in good hands with director J.J. Abrams. Star Wars The Force Awakens gives us the heart of a warrior in the new characters, yet its soul is felt deep in the returning characters, without giving away the two crucial plot twists that enable this journey to stand firmly in outer space. Abrams, alongside his co-writer Larry Kasdan and his producer Kathleen Kennedy, orchestrate a return to what made this film so compelling in the beginning. Characters that embody the complex nature of human beings in a story that centers on good against evil. Sprinkle that with a little bit of humor, and it all comes together with the precision of a John Williams score. Michelle Pollino.
It's calling to you.
Fuck me.
There are 25 other movies.
Who you gonna call?
Now in the National Film Registry, inducted by the Library of Congress, they include Ghostbusters, Top Gun, and The Shawshank Redemption, and L.A. Confidential. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Image. Does your car or truck windows need tinting? Need to personalize a trophy or plaque? Does your business or team logo need a kick right straight in the... Then visit Image Screen Printing in Cartersville. Image Screen Printing is your full-service print shop for the ultimate personalization. They offer screen printing for t-shirts, small and large orders, yard signs, business cards, sublimations, even vinyl wrapping for your sweet ride. What's up, ladies? Because they're the number one authorized Lumar dealer in the Cartersville area, Image Screen Printing can also tint windows for commercial and residential properties, including your home. Because let's be honest, no one wants to see what you're doing in there. So visit Image Screen Printing today, located at 737 Joe Frank Harris Parkway in Cartersville. Or give them a call at 770-386-0025. That's 770-386-0025. You can also visit them online at image-screenprinting.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's good to be here. 8:07 minutes after 8. Got Melissa Hunneke in here. Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org. Good morning.
Good morning.
Melissa, you told me you wrote me a text or something making sure I was here today. Because you didn't know if I was back from Orlando or not. And you said this is going to be your last week till the end of the year.
That's right. There's not a lot of news the last week of the year anyway, so I'm going to take some time off.
Right.
Because next year's a big year, so take a deep breath and, plunge right in January 1st.
Well, I'm thinking about taking off like Wednesday through the rest of the week every week. You know what I mean? Because the holidays, whatever.
Yeah, well.
I feel like you're supposed to, aren't you?
You are. You need some time off. Everybody needs some time off.
I need some
once in a while.
Time off, so that's what I'm thinking. I need somebody who can fill in here, just come in here and do it.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Come in here and just do it. Come in here. Somebody out there could, but I need somebody to just sit out there and, how was the traffic on your way in?
It's pretty good. I think we were behind a lot of school buses, but whatever.
What's the temperature?
Warm. Really warm. I wasn't cold. I'm not wearing a jacket. Just, this is global warming, good.
It's like 40 degrees outside, okay?
Because when you normally think morning temperatures, it's supposed to be really chilly, I didn't feel that cold. So
right.
I think it's going to be a pretty warm day.
I think it's going to be it's getting up to 70 degrees today. In fact, today's high is going to be about 70 overnight, about 54. 20% chance you're going to see an afternoon shower. Tomorrow, you're looking at 100% chance of rain.
Oh,
you'll wake up to it, and it continues like till about 1 o'clock or so tomorrow. High tomorrow, but 61 overnight, about 35. 50 high, sunny day on Friday overnight, about 28.
So yes. Normal temperatures are returning?
I guess so, which is good, because, I'm hoping. Of course, winter doesn't start till what, next Tuesday or something?
Something like that, or the 21st, 22nd, somewhere around there.
Right, Saturday, 54 high during the day, 31 overnight, 60.
Yeah, that's pretty normal, the 54.
Right. And
too good to last, right?
And 75 southbound is still a mess. Look at that. How would you?
Red.
Red all the way down, all the way from almost 92 all the way down.
Wow, fun times.
That is fun times. That would, right.
For all of you that are stuck.
I don't know how you could possibly get to work. I mean, you never know when you're going to get to work.
No, you don't.
No.
That's just the way it is.
You think you get some boss say, I don't care.
Most of the bosses understand because they're usually stuck in the traffic, too.
I wouldn't. I'm saying, are you just...
There's an accident. What are you going to do?
You leave at 6 in the morning.
Even if you leave at 6 in the morning, my husband used to do this to work in downtown Atlanta.
Right.
You leave at 6 in the morning, and still sometimes it would be an hour and a half, 2 hours to get downtown. So,
Everybody, it's Melissa Hunneke, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org. Let's see who the caller is. Good morning.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Doing good.
Man, you're not giving me anything this morning.
Okay.
You just give me just generic. It's an hour drive from Chastain Road to Delk Road.
Wow.
And that's normally like a 4-minute ride. Why is that?
Wow, there must be an accident.
Tell me why. I know in your little computer there, you'll tell me exactly why.
Hold on a second.
Well, one thing I'm looking at over here, over top of Barrett Parkway, is a giant yellow blimp.
That's nice. I'm sure the construction doesn't help.
What is Michael Moore doing in town?
I was driving back from Rome yesterday. I had to have a tooth pulled.
Really?
I saw a UFO.
You saw a UFO.
I'm not kidding. I'm driving on 411. I saw something in the sky. I couldn't identify it.
Probably a drone or something.
Do you know drones? You're going to have to register it. If it's over half a pound, you got to register it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Melissa said, next year you got to hang on.
Yep.
For the first time in a long time, when the clock strikes midnight on the 31st this year, I'm not going to be yelling Happy New Year.
Why not?
Because this last year, Obama is going to leash such hell on this country.
I think you're right.
It will not be a Happy New Year. He's going to pardon people. He's just going to Katy bar the door and just throw everything he can at the wall.
Exactly.
His last year.
So the government controls your mood.
No, dude. No, they don't control my mood.
They don't control my mood.
When you see stuff going on around you that's destroying the fabric of the country.
Like what?
Yeah, that tends to
like everything.
One's mood.
The fabric, we're doing.
They're going to do, they do executive orders on everything you can think of.
Oh, gosh. Yes. We're doing good.
All these things he's not gotten through Congress, he's with a stroke of a pen, he's just going to do all these things he's not been able to do the past.
That's sad. You're married. You're a family man. You're a family man.
He's probably worried for his family.
But you can't wake up. You can't say Happy New Year. You just cannot.
I'm a family. And that's why.
I have a
13-year-old daughter, David, that's going to be affected by the crap this guy's putting down. Mm-hmm.
Right.
For years and years to come.
No, David,
this is just the stuff that you see on the news, not to mention the federal judges he's put in, these secret communists he's put in, and federal judgeships. You don't even see none of that going on. But these federal judges, and God forbid one of the Supreme Court justices happens to retire.
Happiness is controlled by your brain. It literally is. You can control attitude. With change of attitude can change your life.
What you're saying
basically is you can still be happy when you're in slavery as long as you have a good attitude.
And God forbid Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg happens to retire next year.
Oh, no.
He will have the court packed.
Yeah.
Absolutely packed with socialists.
Yep.
For years, and that's a lifetime appointment.
I'm scared that she's not going to make it to the next president.
I know.
Let's hope.
Seriously.
I hope she makes it to the next president, because it'd be nice to have a Republican president
Ted Cruz will put a constitutionalist in there.
Yeah. I would like to see Trey Gowdy, Mike Lee.
I'm not complaining about who Bush put in there. Bush put a pretty good guy in there.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't want to talk about it.
Obama dug some stuff up on John Roberts right before the Obamacare came out and made him switch his vote. I don't know what he dug up on him, but he somehow pulled that out of the hat.
And thanks for depressing us all. All right, thank you.
Merry Christmas. You better hang on.
I'm going to call you all year. Every executive order he signs, I'm going to say, right, David, Happy New Year.
Right, thank you. Happy New
Year.
All right, Happy New Year. But the attitude is just, I'm telling you, change your attitude, you can change your life. If you want to be happy, you can be happy. It is all mental.
That's true.
And if you wake up in the morning, you see the ugly. That's and there are a lot of people like that. I mean, they just see the ugly. They don't see the pretty.
Speaking of ugly things to look at, we probably should talk about before the break the peach breach. You know, the Secretary of State's voter ID. You know, the identification, the security breach where your social security number was sent out.
Yes.
Senator Thompson, he sent us a letter. We were out of town last week, and he sent us this letter. He said that he didn't send it to the media, but all of a sudden he was getting all these phone calls. He sent a letter to the Secretary of State and carbon copied Casey Cagle, Senate President Pro Tem David Schaefer, Majority Leader Kausert, and Minority Leader Henson. And all of a sudden, the media found out about it. He was basically asking Kemp to release all the information on the data breach so people could know exactly what they did, how it happened, and what was going to happen.
Refresh their memory of what happened.
Okay, they sent out 12, I think it was 12 CDs with the, they monthly send out updates of the voter registration list.
Of all your information.
Wait, normally it doesn't have all your information. It's just the voter, whatever we use in politics for our voter database, for phone calls and door-to-door, and, you know, tells how you voted, or which primary you voted in, whether you voted, stuff like that. Well, there was a mix-up, and there's a whole, he finally released a report on it, but there was a mix-up in two files because the Department of Revenue wanted a file, and somehow it wound up in the same folder, and it wound up, social security numbers and phone numbers and things like that wound up on the disk that went out in October, the 12 disks.
And people have that now.
It was media outlets and political parties, and then I think the Georgia Kerry, those were the people that had it. And they got most of the disks back, or got people to sign off that they were destroyed, but the first thing I do when I get a disk is put it on the computer, so... basically, Senator Thompson's letter was asking for assurances of what exactly happened, you know, what what steps were taken, and we'll get into the fallout from that after the break.
All right, good morning, everybody.
Luke Bryan is back as host of the ACM Awards. However, he has a new co-host.
I'm a riser.
Dirk Bentley will be beside Bryan this year. It's the first time Bentley has ever hosted a live TV show. The Academy of Country Music Awards airs live April 3rd on CBS. Rolling Stone has come out with their list of the 25 best country songs this year, making the list songs from Casey Musgraves, Kip Moore, Sam Hunt, The Brothers Osborne, and this one from Keith Urban. His ode to John Cougar came in 7th. Dirk Bentley's Riser came in 6th. Chris Jansen, Buy Me a Boat, was 5. The very hot Chris Stapleton's Traveler, 4. Jason Isbell's 24 Frames, 3rd.
Mr. Misunderstood.
Eric Church's Mr. Misunderstood was number 2.
I had a dream about a burning house.
And number 1, Cam with her dream that turned into a hit, Burning House. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. New research has shown heating tumors up by just a few degrees appears to help the body fight some types of cancer more effectively. Increasing body temperature is an ages-old treatment known as hyperthermia, and it has been used to treat tumors and other diseases since the days of Hippocrates. But figuring out how to apply the heat in a controlled way has been a challenge. Interest in hyperthermia has slacked for decades after a series of disappointing clinical trials, but recent encouraging studies have led to a resurgence in the field. Clinical and lab studies have found that increasing the temperature of particular organs and cells appears to increase the effectiveness of chemotherapy and radiation, as well as the body's immune system. New cancer drugs are being developed that are activated using heat, but only when the medicine reaches the targeted tumor, potentially enabling higher effective doses to be administered while minimizing side effects to normal tissue. For more on this story, check foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Alex Hine, Fox News.
Securing America.
Lawmakers are considering legislation that would require immigration agents to review a foreign applicant's social media activity, with the White House spokesman Josh Earnest emphasizing that a new law is not necessary because Homeland Security started 3 pilot programs last year.
They've acknowledged that part of that review is to consider ways to incorporate the use of social media vetting in their screening programs.
Tashfeen Malik exchanged messages about martyrdom and jihad with her future American husband and conspirator Saeed Farouk. Malik did use privacy settings to block content as well as fake names to hide her identity, but a review might have flagged other issues, giving agents more latitude to investigate, according to the House Homeland Security Chairman Mike McCall.
They put the privacy of a Pakistani national over the security of the American people.
In Washington, Catherine Herridge, Fox News.
Hey, this is Tim, Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 North Tennessee Street. That's our new location. Come on by and see us. You never know what you'll find. We've got sofas, we've got beds, we've got tables, we've got silverware. It's twice the space. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on the web. Phone number 770-382-4652. It'll be the same friendly family with a lot more values to choose from. Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 North Tennessee Street.
I got a,
we didn't have a donkey in the house, so
I got a real nice elephant. Where'd it come from?
My middle daughter sculpts little figurines, and so if you want to see more, you can go to Etsy and type in Clay Cottage with a K. And
Clay with a K.
Clay and cottage with a K. Both with K's.
How do you look it up again?
Etsy.com.
I've looked at it because I've seen it out there. I see you put it out there. And
yeah.
So I looked at the stuff, and y'all make all that stuff.
My daughter does. I have no artistic talent whatsoever. So.
Really?
Yes.
So she's got her own online store.
She does, and she makes the cutest little penguin ornaments and figurines. And I walk in her room regularly and go, oh, that's so cute. She's always making some cute things. So.
I like my little elephant here.
Yeah, you know, if I made it, it would look like a lump of, you know.
I have no artistic
stuff.
Ability at all. I mean, I can't. You know what I mean? Other people can. I have none. None. None.
Me either.
All right. Still a rough ride out there on 75 southbound. If you want me to explain it, I can't. There's construction. There's all kinds of problems out there. I see construction, little accidents around Delk and things like that. But it's a rough ride from 92. You've been riding the brakes all the way down to pretty much Delk, it looks like. Then it eases up a little bit. But it's a rough ride all the way down. That's right. About 40 degrees outside. Today's high is going to be around 70. That's right. 70 degrees. And 20% chance of afternoon showers. Overnight about 54. Melissa Heineke, everybody. Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
Okay, we were talking about the Peach Breach, the data that was erroneously sent out.
All your information.
If
you're a voter, Social Security, all your stuff's given away.
Okay, so Senator Thompson was sending this letter because, as a senator, his constituents are rightfully concerned about what has gone on and everything. And like I said, he did not send it to the media, but it became a big flap because someone leaked it to the media, and there were only 5 people that got the letter, so you take your pick. I mean, Brian Kemp wouldn't have done it because he didn't want to be embarrassed. One of the majority leader is Brian Kemp's brother-in-law, Bill Kalser, so he didn't do it. So your choices are Senator Cagle, Senate President Pro Tem David Schaefer, or Minority Leader, that would be a Democrat, Steve Henson. Cagle and Kemp are both planning to run for governor in 2018. Mm-hmm. So Cagle's pretty high on the suspect list. But it's kind of funny. One of the political class consultants that is complaining about this letter, is calling it a cheap shot in the media, which, like I said, he didn't release it to the media, so I have confidence that Senator Thompson was just doing his job. But Joel McElhinney, who's a Republican operative who's close to Brian Kemp, he's complaining, and he's saying that it must be that it was a cheap shot and it was for a reward because Senator Thompson was named chairman of the Science and Technology Committee shortly after this all broke. Which there was an opening, there was some shifting around in the Senate, so, and he was the only one from that seniority class who didn't have a chairmanship, so, I mean, they don't have very many senators, so many times they have to have more than one chairmanship, so getting a chairmanship in the Senate is not a hard thing anyway. But the funniest thing about this to me is, of course, you know, Casey Cagle didn't make Brian Kemp make this mistake in his office. But, of course, as a potential rival for the governorship, of course he's going to exploit it. I mean, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, he just handed him an issue on a silver platter. And the funniest thing to me about this is this consultant that's complaining about this, he's actually responsible for getting Casey Cagle elected in the first place, because he was his consultant against Ralph Reed in 2006, who sent out some really, I mean, it was an ugly, ugly race on their part. They destroyed Ralph Reed. So I don't know what happened between 2006 and now that he really obviously hates Casey Cagle. So it's going to be an interesting year in 2018, because obviously they're already posturing for it.
Good.
You know, they're already. And the Secretary of State has said that they will offer credit monitoring to people, which that's not going to be cheap. And they're being sued and have hired some pricey lawyers from Troutman Sanders to take care of all of that. So,
right. All your information.
All your information.
Did you watch the debate last night?
Of course I watched the debate last night, and it was pretty good.
Who did you think won?
I thought that Cruz did really well. Trump didn't hurt himself. I mean, he didn't do anything bad.
No.
And there were some funny exchanges with him. You know, the media was clearly trying to get Cruz and Trump into a cage match, and Cruz is not taking the bait. He's just not going to do it.
Cruz, I'm not a big fan of Cruz, but I thought he did well last night. He was smiling. He looked happy. And they said they got their bromance back, Cruz and Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're back to being buddies again or whatever.
My favorite line from him with Trump was about the border, securing the border and making Trump pay for it.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Cruz looked good. But the problem is America doesn't like Cruz. That's the problem.
I think the more America hears, the more America's going to be, you know, in favor. I mean, look, you look at what Rubio was attacking Cruz on, and I think he has picked some really bad issues to attack Cruz on, because when you look at what Rubio, the Gang of Eight immigration bill, a lot of Republicans are really upset about that and have had a problem with him because of it. Because, I mean, look at it. It was all about amnesty, and remember, Saxby Chambliss was part of that Gang of Eight, and it was a really bad piece of legislation that they were trying to craft, and the American people didn't want it. And so Rubio takes the issue that most Republicans don't really, haven't forgiven him for yet, because he was in that Gang of Eight with, you know, McCain and Lindsey Graham, who most of the people on my side refer to as Lindsey Grahamnesty. I mean, he can't even get 2% in his home state.
That's bad.
So Rubio was aligned with them and four Democrats. So to take that issue, it's like he's trying to say, well, Ted Cruz's immigration policy is exactly the same as mine. Well, it's not. And Cruz, his actions, and he explained it, and Rand Paul pretty much backed him up on it, was an amendment to kill that bill. And it was successful, because guess what? The Gang of Eight proposal never became law.
He looked bad last night. I mean, Rubio looked bad.
He came out angry, I think.
Well, I think Cruz likes the debate. He enjoys it.
He was a debate champion in college.
And he's smiling. He looks happy. He looks confident. And then it'll show the camera on Rubio, and he doesn't look good. He doesn't look happy.
Well, and Cruz, I mean, he's good at it. He knows he's good at it. And
right.
He's, you know, it's like debate energizes him. So he's going to, I mean, when you look at it, out of all the camp people in this campaign, who is going to be able to handle Hillary as far as debating?
None of them.
Cruz will be fine. He will be fine. Because if you look, there was a question that was asked. I don't even remember what it was, but his answer, he didn't, you know how, let me think back to the last debate, or the last election cycle, when they tried to start the war on women. They asked this random question about banning birth control that had never been, it had never been an issue, and they were just trying to create a soundbite.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz is smart enough that he sees whatever the question was the lady asked. He started it off with, the premise of your question is wrong. So, basically, the question has a faulty premise. I'm not going to answer that question because the question is not legitimate. And so he's smart enough to figure these things out and turn it around.
Fiorina, whatever it is, she did horrible last night. Horrible. And
she came across as whiny. I understand.
Yeah, but she made a comment. Was it her that made a comment about these first-term senators?
Who
they've got all the answers. You got these first-term senators who just, they have all the answers. And that is, I think,
because she's got a lot of experience in politics, and she can figure these things out.
None of them.
The outsider.
None of them. But, I mean, they are full of themselves. They do. I mean, they are full of themselves. They have the answers. And
okay, but hardly anybody knows who she is. I mean.
Oh, I don't like her at all. Last night I thought Dr.
Carson.
He was horrible.
I think he's kind of out of his league as far as the debates go. He's a smart man, but.
And the whole debate, he was.
Maybe he has a cold, Dave.
I don't care. Did you hear it?
Benadryl,
did you hear it?
I wasn't paying attention to that, but
I mean, every 10 seconds.
I did feel like he...
Oh, it was a
when
distraction.
When he and Fiorina both, they started whining about the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not what a statesman doesn't whine about, you're not giving me time. You just find a way to get in there and get what you need to say said, but you don't whine about it, because that comes across as...
How about Jeb Bush? I don't think he did.
Oh, my goodness. We'll talk about him after the break.
All right, right back.
From the Fox Business Network, the Fed expected to cap off its two-day meeting this afternoon with an interest rate decision. Analysts believe that boost off record lows will only be 0.25%, as Fed policymakers stress they intend to move gradually and in small increments. A hike would mean higher interest rates on mortgages, credit cards, and auto loans. On Capitol Hill, congressional leaders say they're ready to push a compromise on tax cuts and spending through the House and Senate. House Speaker Paul Ryan saying a deal's been reached on a bipartisan package extending dozens of tax breaks for businesses and families and financing government for 2016. And GOP presidential hopeful and businessman Donald Trump loses in the British Supreme Court, which ruled unanimously against the tycoon in his battle to stop an offshore wind farm near his upscale Scottish golf resort. And South Korea lowering its growth outlook for 2016. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Hey guys, here at Johnny's New York Style Pizza, we understand that you have plenty of dining options. That's why we are committed to providing the best service we possibly can, maintaining a family-friendly atmosphere, and providing our customers with the freshest ingredients, including local produce and dough that's made daily. So whether you're looking for a slice, a fresh salad, a New York style sub, or perhaps a pasta dish, Johnny's Pizza is your place. Stop by and see us.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and Commentary next.
I know you've heard the IRS has the right to freeze your assets, garnish your wages. Good news is they can also give you a way out called the Fresh Start Initiative, a tax debt compromise program designed to save you serious money. Optima is the nation's leading tax resolution firm, over 300 professionals to help ensure you pay the minimum, not a penny more. Thousands call every month. You can call right now. Optima. That's Latin for cut me some slack.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Kids at Rivers Heads High School in Virginia were learning how to do calligraphy the other day, but the youngsters had no idea what they were really doing was writing out the Muslim statement of faith. There is no God but Allah. Muhammad is the messenger. Young ladies were also invited to wear Islamic clothing. The school district defended the classroom assignment. They say it's part of their official state-mandated curriculum. They denied accusations they were trying to indoctrinate the kids or force them to renounce their faith. I'm sure that's reassuring to all the Christian moms and dads in Virginia whose kids just wrote the Islamic statement of faith without their knowledge. The school district said it's all about the art of calligraphy, not about the theology of Islam. So out of all the words in the dictionary, the teacher just so happened to pick the Islamic statement of faith. Some might call that a coincidence, but I call that indoctrination. I'm Todd Starnes.
Was last night's movie so exciting that it made your heart pound? Or could your chest pounding pain be something more serious? We all have everyday aches and pains, but if the symptoms don't go away or get worse, you can rely on the ER at Cartersville Medical Center to be there for you 24/7. Our team of expert emergency-trained physicians will diagnose and treat you so that you can get back to the movies you enjoy.
No one likes to think about it. No one likes to talk about it. Few people know what to do about it. But taking the necessary steps now to plan and fund your funeral is very important to your family's future. In fact, it is very comforting to know that your wishes are known and carried out. It ensures less worry for your loved ones, and it ensures that your family will not be faced with the financial burden of your funeral. We purchase protection for things in life that might happen, such as auto and health insurance. Doesn't it make sense to purchase protection for our final arrangements, since it is something that will happen? Harnack Jennings Funeral Home offers affordable pre-arrangements with a wide variety of payment options. We also accept pre-arrangements made at other funeral homes. To learn more or to speak with a professional, please call Harnack Jennings Funeral Home at 770-382-0034. 770-382-0034.
Welcome back, everybody. We're in here talking about the debate last night. I enjoyed it.
I did too.
42 degrees outside right now. Today's high is going to be around 70, overnight about 54. 20% chance you're going to see some afternoon showers today. Sunny day tomorrow, 100% chance of showers starting early in the morning, easing up around 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. High 61, low of about 35. Sunny day Friday and Saturday, high 50 on Friday, overnight about 28 degrees, 54 on Saturday. Nice. And overnight 31, 60 on Sunday, overnight about 40 degrees.
Notice it's gone up about 3 degrees just in the half hour we've been on the air.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Well, it's unpredictable out there now with global warming.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it is.
It. You know what?
It's unpredictable.
If this is global warming, you know, that's fine.
Only 180, only 90% of the countries out there are standing behind
it.
And believe, only 90%, 97%.
Nope.
Not, the only people against global warming is the Republican Party.
Yeah, that's it.
That is it, because they don't believe in science.
Whatever.
We don't need to go there. All right. We do not need to go there.
That wasn't a topic last night.
7-7, no, it was not, because science was it. Science. Nobody wants to talk science. The last thing they want to talk about is science or middle class.
All
right, 770-382-1270. Still a downer of a ride out there, starting at 92, going to ride the brakes all the way down. Construction, and it looks like a few accidents earlier out of the way, but still it's slow. It looks like it's easing up now around the North Marietta Parkway. Melissa Haneke, everybody. Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, we were talking debate.
Yes.
And, you know, you just said global warming didn't come up, but there were a lot of things national security-wise that came up.
That was the topic last night.
That was the entire topic of the debate, which was kind of interesting. I don't know if I like that format or not. I mean, we had a financial debate a couple weeks ago, which, I'm telling you, that was the most boring debate ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though we all know we're in financial trouble if we keep, you know, this debt and deficit, it's exploded.
You only care about debt.
When it's yours.
You only care about debt when it's the other party that's in charge.
I care about it all the time. Like, I cared about it under Bush, too. Sorry.
Right. No.
So, you know, I would like to see it all go away. We need to get that under, you know. But that debate was really boring. But since the Paris attacks and last week or 2 weeks ago in San Bernardino, this is a big topic, national security. And I don't know if you know this, but the metadata collection, the NSA spying, it ended a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And so this was an issue. There were a couple of candidates who seemed to really want to collect all of your phone data.
Right.
Who don't understand the difference between, security and civil rights. Chris Christie and Marco Rubio were the top two that were for that I noticed anyway.
Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
I was asking Melissa, what was your opinion of that? I can't understand why people want to collect metadata, and yet they don't even want to look on people's Facebooks to see what it's about.
That's political correctness.
That's insanity.
Yes. Okay, so what was an interesting thing, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz were hammering this issue a lot with Marco Rubio, but Rand Paul brought up something very interesting. He said the metadata thing, it actually hurts national security more than it helps, because there's too much data and you're not focusing on the bad guys. It's almost like when you do a roadblock, or instead of looking for drunk drivers and stopping the drunk drivers, you stop everybody. Assuming everybody's behaving badly.
Boston bombing, it didn't help in Chattanooga.
Exactly.
It didn't help in Fort Hood, and it didn't help out in California.
Exactly. So I think he's right there. You need to focus on, you know where to go to find the bad guys. We have law enforcement and FBI and NSA, and they know where to go, but they're so afraid of profiling and offending people because of political correctness that they don't want to hone in on that. And I think he's right that
Who said this?
Rand Paul actually said this.
He's a bright man.
He's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah,
but
he is.
He's right that by collecting everybody's data indiscriminately, there's too much there, and you can't sift through it all and find the bad guys. So
Was it Bush last night? I can't remember who it was that said, made the comment that we don't do enough, insinuating that we didn't collect enough data.
Yeah, probably. He was pretty, he's, you know, channeling his brother big time, so.
What I gathered out of his statement is we don't sacrifice enough freedom to gain security.
There has to be a balance there.
All right, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
See you. Good morning. Caller?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is George Gomer. I'm calling this morning from Capital Office Products.
messed it up.
Oh, brother. No, this is a radio station, man. Thanks for the call. All right.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Say, you American? You got an accent. You an American? We should give him a hard time. You know, last night I was listening to these, and they're talking about, you know, we need to start, and they start coming up with all these ideas about we need to use the internet and get into this.
Donald Trump wants to shut down the internet.
Well no, and these guys are at, we need to do this, we need to do that, we need to do this. And they're, I guarantee Homeland Security saying, guys, we're doing this. We're doing this every day.
Well, they might be.
We got departments that are. What do you mean they might be?
Okay, they're the most incompetent group of people.
Do you really think? Okay, well, no, I.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Did you see the exchange while we're talking about yeah. Trey Gowdy or they had Department of Homeland Security in
yeah,
there?
He's a clown.
No,
yeah.
No, you have to go watch this video. They were talking about civil rights. You know, we're talking about the balance between security and privacy. And there was a lady from the Department of Homeland Security before Congress, and she was talking about guns. This is what they were talking about. Taking the rights away from people who were on the no-fly list. And his question was, can you name another right in the Bill of Rights or a civil right that we have that you have to petition the government to get off the list before they'll give it to you? Like, you know, we shouldn't let somebody start a website until the government says you're okay on the list. But because there are so many errors, that newborn babies or, you know, little kids wind up on the no-fly list, and she had no answer, and it was fabulous. But it's this issue of the balance between rights and safety. I mean, if you give up all your rights for safety, you're not going to have security. You're just not, because you're going to be not free.
You know, George W. Bush is the one that said, okay, let's monitor phone calls. And he's the one, he did this. He started monitoring.
The Patriot Act, yes. But, I mean, the Patriot Act
you're
is
absolutely,
a bad thing.
And not only that, I remember this, and I was against, I thought, what the, you know, what's going on here? And Republicans were all for it. Because it was
okay,
a Republican.
Okay, but Democrats are the ones who still want to continue it, though. Now that Obama's in charge, they want to continue. See, we've talked about this over and over. There's not a lot of difference between most of them.
No, it's the Republicans who want to continue this.
No, the Democrats want to continue it, too, a lot of them.
No.
The fence hawk ones.
Well, it's over now.
They don't believe in privacy. They want to tell you what you should regulate your temperature.
Well, you could say the Democrats, but it started with the Republican president. It ended with a Democratic president.
It ended because they couldn't get the votes to restart it.
There
I
you
guarantee
go.
You that
there
they're
you
probably
go.
Doing it by executive and, order and, without
but,
a warrant.
But I was there, and I remember it, and Republicans all applauded it and were saying...
Okay, well, do I agree with it, though? I don't agree with it. I'm and the ones who are fighting it the hardest and who want to protect your privacy are people like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Mike Lee. They care about the Constitution and Barry Loudermilk. They want to go for what the Constitution says. And, you know, we have to do national defense, obviously, but national defense does not override your constitutional rights to, you know, to own a gun or to, you know, have privacy in your communications, because back in the Revolutionary War times, one of the issues, they were opening colonist mail. That's kind of like snooping into your email and your phone calls, opening the mail. It's the same issue, just different technology.
All your guys, the Republicans out there running, all the ones that have had any kind of political office are being shunned by the Republican Party, and the Republican Party is going after somebody who's never been in politics in their entire life. Why is that?
What do you mean going after?
Donald Trump.
Going after Trump?
They like Donald Trump. People like Donald Trump. What does that tell you? Democrats like their leaders, and they're
okay. Here's the deal:
they got a leader that's been in politics for years.
Democrats are just a bunch of socialists, and I let me tell you.
But the Republicans do not want anybody who's been at past office.
Okay, well, the Democrats don't want anybody that
what does
that
tell you?
They've already picked their nominee, and they don't want the people to decide. I mean, it's the same thing. The parties are both the same as far as wanting to control who goes out there. They don't want to let the people decide. I mean,
right.
You look, and Hillary is being pushed on people who, you know, your side, there's a lot of socialists on your side, and they prefer Bernie Sanders.
Republican Party right now, they don't want Donald Trump. They do not want Donald Trump. And
there's a lot of people that I know that, you know, you're suspicious about Donald Trump as far as what he actually believes.
The Republican Party has a smear campaign going against Donald Trump right now, because if anywhere you'll see
it is kind of a clown show. I can kind of get that. But when it comes right down to it, they don't make the decision.
No,
it's,
but
the people are going to make the decision.
The Republican Party is they're playing dirty pool. I mean, dirty pool. And they're spreading it out there that only people supporting Donald Trump are the low educated, are the and low income.
Now, I think there's a bunch of angry people who like that he tells it like it is.
But
you know, if you listen to him talk, I noticed this last night. I'm like, A, he doesn't say anything, really, when it comes right down to it. You don't think anything he says makes sense, which I'm kind of like, sometimes if you listen carefully, no, it doesn't. But I noticed that the vocabulary level he uses in these debates is just very simple, very, you know, it's probably why the common person is drawn to him, because he doesn't use words you're never going to understand, or he doesn't talk like an educated person per se, like some of them do. Some of them talk a lot, you know, a lot higher. I would love to know what grade level his speeches and his you know, explanations would come in at, because I was just struck by the simple words he used. You know, he's a lot of words like great and good and not really saying a whole lot, but,
and then he uses them a lot too.
Yes, and then he repeats himself. But I mean, people are drawn to him, and I don't really, I can't explain it.
You don't think that's a smear campaign that is just really, it's a marketing plan that is set up by the Republican Party just to bring him down?
I think the Republican Party as a whole, the establishment, they want an establishment guy. They don't want somebody who's against them.
But they're going to make you embarrassed to say you're for Donald Trump, because if you say
you're
for Donald
Trump, people are mad enough that they don't care what the RNC says.
Well, they don't know it's coming from the RNC.
Yeah, they do. The people who are supporting Donald Trump hate the RNC and hate the media. So, you know, they know. They know where it's coming from.
All right, stick around.
Election headquarters.
Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump says President Obama hasn't been tough enough on radical Islam, and he's predicting Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton will do the same.
If you have Hillary Clinton, you got four more years of this stuff. You're never going to solve the problem.
But Clinton at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis.
We cannot give in to fear.
Laying out a detailed plan to combat ISIS.
It will require more U.S. and allied air power and a broader target set for strikes by planes and drones.
She's calling for American special ops forces to do more work on the ground with local fighters, too. As for her Republican opponents,
promising to carpet bomb until the desert glows doesn't make you sound strong. It makes you sound like you're in over your head.
Jill Nato, Fox News.
Military matters.
While the military hasn't always been in the vanguard of women's equality, it is in at least one way. There is no gender pay gap. At every rank, men and women are paid equally. Earlier this month, Defense Secretary Ash Carter opened up all military occupations to women.
There will be no exceptions. This means that as long as they qualify and meet the standards, women will now be able to contribute to our mission in ways they could not before.
This includes opening up the ranks of the Army's elite Delta Force and the Navy SEAL teams. Carter said women will now be allowed to drive tanks, fire mortars, and lead infantry soldiers into combat. While the pay is equal, a RAND study found women are more likely to leave the military earlier than their male peers, possibly because opportunities for combat-related promotions were more limited. The military is trying to accommodate women with families. The Coast Guard now offers sabbaticals for young mothers. The Navy recently extended maternity leave to 18 weeks. In 1998, there was not a single female general. Now, there are 38. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
And what's great about Six's Tavern? Monday Night Football, Open Mic Night every Tuesday, Team Trivia on Wednesdays, and Bike Night on Thursdays. And we have the best, and I mean best, live bands anywhere every Friday and Saturday night. On top of all that, you can watch your favorite college and NFL teams every weekend on over 20 big screen TVs. Did I mention the food? Good. Life is great at Six's Tavern.
Hi, welcome to CC's.
Come in to CC's Pizza today, where you can enjoy our endless pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert buffet. Always a great value and always delicious.
What are you waiting for?
All the pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert you want for one low price. In the Cherokee Place Shopping Center off Main Street in Cartersville, we also cater or you can pick up pizza to go. CC's Pizza, endless pizza, endless value.
Everybody, 770-382-1270, 770-382-1270. You have an opinion, 8:51, 51 minutes after 8, currently outside, 45 degrees. High today is going to be around 70, overnight about 54, and still very slow around the 575-75 merge. Melissa Hunnicky, everybody, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, so the debate last night, we didn't talk about Jeb Bush yet. Did he impress you at all?
I don't. Jeb Bush, I think, is a smart man. I do think he's educated.
He seems a little frustrated.
He seems frustrated. That's a good way to put it. He seems frustrated. That is and so does that other guy on the left.
Kasich. Kasich looked like an air traffic controller.
And Lindsey Graham. And Lindsey Graham. All these people.
I didn't even watch Lindsey Graham.
Their egos, they just can't believe that they're just not. Yeah. Good morning.
I've got one more thing to say. Let's see what these crazy liberals want. You want other people to pay your bills.
Not true.
And you want girls to fight your battles.
Not true, not true. None of the above.
Really? Ask Carter, your boy's boy, we're going to put girls on the front line.
Yep. Bad idea.
Okay.
And you want other people to pay your bills, obviously.
No, I don't want other people to pay my bills.
Free stuff.
I do not want... No, see, all this is...
People want to live without consequence.
And Republicans want war.
Nope. Nope. Did you not hear them talking about not having regime change? Ted Cruz and Rand Paul?
Did you see Rand Paul when he looked at... Chris Christie says, if you want World War III, here's your man, or whatever.
That was pretty good.
That was good. Here's your man.
I thought Rand Paul did very well at
it. Oh, I thought he did very well, too. I mean, Rand Paul.
He pointed out a lot of things.
I could call him Ron Paul. Rand Paul.
I read a little article about how his father was, basically not in favor of him running for president last time around, and he jumped in the race.
He's doing better than his daddy did.
Yeah, well. That's true.
He's doing better than his daddy did. No, women, what are you going to do? Women, either they're equal or they're not equal. And if they're...
As a woman, I don't want to be put on the front lines. I want a guy to say, no, look, I care about you, and I don't really want you to get shot.
Yeah, but if that is the case, then let's take it forward. Women should not be police officers.
I don't know why one wants to be one.
You want to put women out on the front line.
I don't want to put women. I don't want to put anybody. I don't want anybody on the front line.
Here's the problem with the feminist movement has made women think that they don't need to be cherished and
Mm-hmm.
I want my husband guys to treat me like a lady.
There are women out there who want to be Navy SEALs. Should you?
But are they? They have to pass the exact same test, or it's not good.
That's exactly right. They have to.
But I don't think they do.
Who was interested in my daughter? Who thought that she should fight his battles for him? I would run him off.
Exactly. That's what a shotgun's for, right? Standing on the front porch?
If he didn't leave all at once, then he'd leave piece by piece.
What if the woman's the breadwinner?
That happens, but
what if the woman is the breadwinner and she makes the majority of the money? She pays the house bill, but she pays for you, your car, she pays for your insurance, and she pays.
So she should go fight a war?
No, I mean
as a couple.
So that equality is okay.
Uh-huh. Now, from a corporate standpoint, from our standpoint as a country, no, I do not want our daughters out there fighting our battles for us.
No. They should be special to us.
Well, they're already, you know, they're going to have to register for the draft eventually. Just like,
oh my goodness,
they're going to have to register.
That'll be terrible. You know, I have three daughters. I don't have any sons. I certainly don't want my daughters registering for the draft.
That's the way it's going to be.
I don't want that to happen.
No,
and that's what you crazy liberals think is wonderful.
No, who thinks that's wonderful? Why would you want that though? I don't.
You guys think that's wonderful?
I do not.
We have a
who thinks it's wonderful?
Where
nobody
can register for the draft.
Okay, nobody thinks that's wonderful. I'm just telling you what is. It's like
the liberals want to live without consequence. They want somebody else to pay for their
if a woman joins the military and works her way up to commander or whatever, let's say the Navy or something, do you think that's okay? No, I mean, is that okay? Is that if a woman wakes her way up?
If it was my daughter, I wouldn't advise her to go that direction.
No.
If a woman is on the front line, she puts men at a greater risk.
Because here's the thing: when the bad guys come and they're coming after the woman, a decent gentleman. And, you know, a man, not a pansy liberal, is going to help the woman. They're going to go defend the woman. And that puts everybody at risk because they're more focused on what are they going to do to that woman than just killing the bad guys. I mean, you know what I mean? Their priority is going to be to save the woman from what you know these terrorists are going to do to her.
I agree. I agree. That
you agree that a Democrat can't be a man.
Mom jeans, right?
What do you do when you have a woman...
I'm sorry, we've all got roles to play.
Exactly.
I can't give birth.
Exactly.
David. I'm sorry, I can't give birth.
In today's world, the United States
should not be on the front line.
In today's world, I don't know if you could say that, though.
Being a gentleman and a man, you can't do that.
But you're a Republican and you're sexist and that's the way you are.
I'm a conservative, David.
I'm a conservative woman and I don't want them to throw me out there to the wolves. I'm sorry, I just don't.
Let me tell you something. Now, my wife is an engineer.
Okay.
That is the most feminist thing that you can ever do, is go to engineering school as a woman.
So she make more money than you do?
I mean, I own a business, so I don't know.
Pretty easy, right?
Do you get to own a business because your wife allows you to? I mean, you know what I mean? She makes enough money.